All right, so we've got a pretty intense topic for this deep dive. Three zero-day vulnerabilities in VMware, ESI Workstation, and Fusion, all disclosed just last month.
Yeah.
We're talking active exploitation, folks. And over 37,000 ESXi instances are still vulnerable, according to the latest reports.
Wow.
Let's dig into this and see why this is keeping security teams up all night.
Yeah, the big thing here is how serious these vulnerabilities are and what attackers could actually do if they exploit them.
Yeah.
Like, take CVE 2025-2022-24. It's a critical toothy OU vulnerability.
Toothy, huge check.
Time of use. You're probably familiar with race conditions.
Right.
Well, that's basically what we're dealing with here.
So an attacker kind of sneaks in during that split second between when the system checks permissions and when it grants access.
Exactly.
That's unsettling, especially with the possibility of privilege escalation on top of that.
Yeah. And this isn't just a theoretical threat either.
Right.
We're seeing reports of active exploitation and implications are huge.
Yeah.
We're talking about hypervisor escape. Yeah, breaking out of the virtual machine and getting control at the hypervisor level.
That sounds like a worst case scenario. Why is this vulnerability making such big waves in the security community?
Well, you know that ESXi environments can be a bit of a black box for traditional security tools.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're usually designed to monitor what's happening inside the virtual machines,
right,
not the underlying hypervisor itself.
Okay.
So imagine trying to catch an intruder in a house,
okay,
where the security cameras only cover the rooms, but not the hallways or the basement.
I see. So an attacker could potentially move around undetected, accessing sensitive data, or even messing with the infrastructure.
Exactly. And Kevin Beaumont, a well-known security researcher, has been pretty vocal about the challenges of monitoring and securing ESXi.
Yeah, I've seen his posts.
He's even called it a blind spot for a lot of organizations.
Okay, so we've got this critical vulnerability, CVE 2025-2224,
right,
which can lead to hypervisor escape and a whole heap of trouble. But there are two others in the mix too, right? CVE 2025-2222-25 and CVE 2025-2226.
Yeah, that's right. CVE 2025-2225 allows for arbitrary code execution. Basically, it gives attackers free rein to run whatever malicious code they want on the compromised system.
So once they're in, they can do pretty much anything.
Pretty much. And then there's CVE 2025-222-26, an information disclosure vulnerability.
Okay.
It's like an insider leaking sensitive data to the attackers, potentially giving them the keys to the kingdom.
Yikes. It seems like these three vulnerabilities work together almost like a well-coordinated team.
Yeah.
One gets them and another gives them control, and the last one feeds them intel.
Exactly. And to give you an idea of how big this problem is, the Shadow Server Foundation initially found over 41,000 vulnerable instances globally.
Wow.
And while some patching has happened, the numbers are still alarmingly high, especially in places like China, France, and the US.
So the situation is serious, but the good news is Broadcom has released patches for all three, right?
Yes, but there's a catch.
A catch? What's going on with the patching process? You always know how much I love a good workaround.
Well, it seems like a lot of users, particularly those with downgraded licenses, are running into problems with Broadcom's support portal.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting not entitled errors, which is stopping them from downloading the patches.
So they can't even get the patches. That's a huge problem.
It is.
What can people do if they hit this entitlement wall? There have to be some options while Broadcom figures this out, right?
Absolutely. First, try in-product downloads, if your version allows for it. That might bypass the portal completely.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, open a support ticket with Broadcom.
Right.
They know about the issue and are working on fixing it. Also, make sure the entitlement verification is up to date on your account.
Okay. So persistence is key.
Mm-hmm.
But even if those patches take a bit longer, what are the most important things people can do right now to mitigate the risk?
There are a few key security measures that everyone running vulnerable VMware products should focus on. Think of it as building up your defenses while you're waiting for those reinforcements.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What's the first line of defense?
Restricting administrative access is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Limit the number of users with root or administrator privileges.
Right.
The fewer people with access, the harder it is for attackers to get in.
So limit those all access passes. Makes sense. What else can be done?
Network segmentation. You're probably already doing this to some extent.
Right.
But make sure your critical VMware workloads are isolated from the less sensitive parts of your network.
Okay.
That way, if one area is compromised, it prevents attackers from easily spreading.
Containment. Got it.
Hmm.
But how do you even know if there's suspicious activity going on? Especially with ESXi being that black box we talked about earlier.
That's where good monitoring comes in. You want to have tools and techniques that help you spot those little hints that something's off, even at the hypervisor level.
So what tools are we talking about here?
Well, for starters, SIEM solutions are a must-have. Security information and event management. They can analyze logs and events from your ESXi hosts and other systems, looking for patterns that could indicate malicious activity.
Got it.
Enabling detailed logging for your ESXi servers is also really important. It gives you a trail to follow if you need to investigate something.
Like a digital audit trail that's harder for attackers to cover their tracks in.
Exactly. And beyond SIEM, you might want to consider security solutions that are specifically made for virtualized environments.
Okay.
Those can give you deeper visibility into the hypervisor layer and help you detect threats that traditional security tools might miss.
So not your average antivirus software.
No. Think of it as security that works on a deeper level and is focused on the unique challenges of virtualized environments.
Okay. So we've got access control, segmentation, and monitoring. Anything else we should be thinking about in this pre-patching phase?
Absolutely. EDR solutions are a game changer.
EDR.
Endpoint detection and response. They give you real-time threat detection and response capabilities on your ESXi hosts, so they block malicious activity as it's happening.
So like having a security guard at each of your ESXi hosts ready to step in immediately.
That's a good way to put it. And don't forget about backups.
Right.
Regularly backing up your ESXi host configurations and critical data is crucial. If something bad happens, you need to be able to restore your systems fast and minimize any downtime.
Backup's the ultimate safety net.
Yeah.
So even though the patching situation isn't ideal right now, there's still a lot of steps people can take to improve their defenses.
Exactly. It's about being proactive and layering those security measures to minimize your risk as much as you can.
So we've been really digging into these VMware vulnerabilities, but let's take a step back for a second. You've seen a lot in the cybersecurity world. What really stands out to you about this whole situation?
Well, what's really interesting to me is how this shows us a basic truth about cybersecurity. It's always a race.
A race.
Yeah, like an arms race. As technology changes, the threats against it change too. These vulnerabilities are not a fluke.
Right.
They're a wake-up call that we can't just sit around and wait for the next problem to pop up.
So it's not so much about if a security threat will happen, but when it will happen and how ready we are to deal with it.
Exactly. Just reacting to cybersecurity threats isn't enough anymore.
Right.
We have to change our thinking from responding to incidents to preventing them in the first place.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of practical steps like patching, controlling access, network segmentation, monitoring, EDR backups, all important stuff.
Yeah.
But what about the human side of things? Where does that fit into this proactive approach?
That's a really important point. Technology is only one part of the picture.
Right.
We need to remember that people are often the weakest link in the security chain.
In what way?
Well, think about it. A single click on a phishing email, a lost password, a moment of carelessness. These can all have huge consequences.
So how do we build a stronger, more resilient human firewall?
It begins with creating a culture of security awareness across the whole organization.
Right.
Every employee, no matter their job, needs to understand why cybersecurity is important and how they can help protect sensitive data.
So regular security training, clear policies, and everyone understanding the risks.
Exactly. And it's more than just ticking boxes.
Yeah.
It's about giving employees the power to make smart decisions, to recognize potential threats, and to report anything suspicious without hesitating.
So we need to move away from blaming people when security breaches happen and create a more collaborative environment.
Absolutely. When people feel like they can speak up about security concerns, it can stop small problems from turning into big disasters.
And with the threat landscape always changing, this constant education and awareness seems even more crucial.
It is. Attackers are always coming up with new techniques, exploiting vulnerabilities, and finding sneaky ways to get past our defenses.
Oh, yeah.
We need to stay ahead of them.
So it's a never-ending learning process for all of us.
Right. It's not a one-time thing. And it's not just about individuals either.
What do you mean?
Organizations need to invest in strong security systems, stay up to date on new threats, and work together with others in the industry to share information and best practices.
Cybersecurity is a team sport.
Exactly. We all have a part to play in making the digital world safer. By sharing our knowledge, resources, and expertise, we can work together to raise the bar and make it much tougher for these attackers to succeed.
Well, you've given us a lot to consider today, from the specifics of these VMware vulnerabilities to the bigger picture of cybersecurity as a whole.
It's a complex landscape.
It really is. And it's clear that being proactive about security isn't a choice anymore. It's essential.
Absolutely. It's not about being perfectly secure,
right.
but about always improving our defenses and making it as hard as possible for attackers to find weaknesses.
It's been a really interesting deep dive, and I hope our listeners are leaving with a better understanding of the situation and are ready to step up their own security game.
Me too.
Remember, knowledge is power, and in the world of cybersecurity, it's our strongest weapon.